That's Al Ring, time for Longman Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store talking to two of his radio associates, Abner and Constable Ben Withers.
Listen. Well, now, look, Ben, you and Abner was the grand council judges on that program when the widow Abernathy was chosen queen for hour, and it was your vote that elected her queen.
Why?
Now, I want you to think back and see if you didn't make a mistake. Didn't you fellas actually mean to vote for Miss Barton?
No, I remember distinctly voting for Mrs. Abernathy.
Yeah, me too, Lon.
Now, look, fellas, can't you do a little recollecting in my favor? If you admit you made a mistake, well, then that throws the widow out as queen for that day, and then I won't have to go through with this dead blame wedding.
Well, Lon, that sounds like you don't want to marry Mrs. Abernathy.
Well, I don't.
Well, here, I've had this all wrong, then. When she wanted to call off the wedding yesterday, I talked her back into it.
I know you did. And I ought to whop you on top of the head for doing it, too.
Well, that's a good joke on me. I certainly messed that up.
Sure did.
I bet you almost hate me.
Well, I know you never done it on a purpose, Ben. I know you thought you were doing me a favor.
Well, here, I'd better call her up again and try to straighten it.
No, I don't want you to take a chance on that. You'll get me in deeper than I am now. All I want you fellas to do is just recollect that you actually meant to vote for Ms. Barton that day.
Well, let's see now. That was last Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Abner, I want you to think on that, too.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking hard.
Thursday. I could swear I voted for Mrs. Abernathy that day.
Yeah, I recollect writing her name down long.
No, for goodness sake. Fine friends you were.
Yes. It was, Mrs. Abernathy.
All right. Just let it go, Granny.
Yeah, Lon, don't you recollect that was a day
I
that...
said just let it go, Abner.
Yeah, that's who it was, the widow. Yeah.
Well, I've got to go back in the feed room and write some letters. I'm writing to all my former prisoners, telling them we hope to have the new jail completed in another month so they can make their plans accordingly.
Is Willie the Boodler still in Florida?
According to the last postal card I had from him, he was.
Writes
a nice card. Said the weather was delightful. A little overcast, but balmy.
Well,
anything else I can help you with, Lum, just let me know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, give my regards to Willie.
Well, now, what am I going to do, Abner?
Huh?
Tell me, there's just got to be some way I can keep from marrying the widow.
Hey, Lum, why don't you plead anything to me?
Oh, nobody'd ever believe that about me.
They will when you show up at the courthouse and marry that woman. They all know you've lost some of your marbles, huh?
Yeah, but it'll be too late then. You ride due me so fast, I won't know what happened.
Well, tell her you're already married. Tell her you got 16 young.
Oh, she knows better than that.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'd give you all these good subjects, and you just sit there and turn them down.
Wonder if it'd do any good to get Mose to cancel the program. Wonder if that'd make this whole thing null and voided.
Well, I don't see what that good that'd do. It weren't null and avoided when she chose you.
I'm going to look over that contract we signed with Mose and see if there ain't some loophole in it I can crawl through.
Well, I believe your stuff, Lum. The widow ain't going to let you out of this. This is just a chance she's been looking for the years. She's been trying to estimate.
Put that contract, you know.
I don't know.
Sure, I filed it under Mose's moose.
You done what?
Oh, here it is, under contract. I wonder how it got in there.
No, tell him.
The aforesaid mentioned undersigned do hereby agree to the following terms and the tetras.
Now, what's them tetras that we agreed to there?
For the stated sum of $9 per program to be paid by said sponsor, Mose Moot, the undersigned station VPR agrees to get up and put on a radio show to be known as Clean for an Hour, once daily per day.
Well,
there's nothing there.
No, wait a minute. I thought he was going to pay $10 a program.
Well, Mose changed that. See that where he taken a pencil and crossed out 10 and wrote in 9?
Don't he do that?
He done it.
Oh.
There's lots of places in here where he penciled in stuff before he signed it.
Well, can't we just lace all that?
No. Besides, none of it amounts to much, no way.
Well, what about that dollar he chewed us out of? That's $6 a week right there, alone.
I know, but you got to keep him happy. See, here's another change he made. It says... We agree to mention the name of his barbershop 18 times during each show and he changed it to 28.
Went up on that.
Yeah. Here's another one where he said, Lum Edwards will have complete charge of the show. He changed that to Moe's Moot. See, they're just minor little changes like that.
Well, what's this long one here he wrote down there on the edge of the paper?
I don't know. I don't look like reading nothing.
Says, after the queen is... I
think the next word's chose.
After the queen is chose and tells what she wants, if it can't be got for her within 2 weeks, the offer becomes no good.
Yeah, I don't know why in the world you ever want to put that.
Wait a minute. What was that again? If it can't be got for her in 2 weeks, the offer becomes no good?
That's what it says.
Granny, that's it, Abner. There's my loophole right there.
What?
Don't you see? If I can stall that wedding off for 2 weeks, I won't have to go through with it. Hooray! Hooray!
Well, wait a minute,
Mom. Well, good for old Moe's. Granny's, am I glad he penciled that junk in there now. I'm a free man again, Abner.
Well, what if the widow wants to get married before then? I know she invited Elizabeth to a shower for her tomorrow night.
Oh, she can have all the showers she wants to. But there ain't going to be no wedding, I can tell you that. She can give a cloud burst for all I care. That Moe's has made me the happiest man on earth.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, you don't know what a relief this is, Abner. And I think of how close I come to being Mr. Abernathy. It just scares me half to death.
Hey, wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
Yeah, you get it. I'm too happy to talk to you.
Oh. Hello, jot him down, store. Abner Peabody done the talking. No, Mom, Lum ain't here.
Oh, yes, I am, Abner.
Just forget it. You said to say you weren't here when she called.
Well, it don't matter no more. Here, I'll take it.
You going to tell her about that TV, do you?
Granny, no, that's the one thing I got to keep from her from finding out. Get in there, she.
Okay.
I don't want her to station nothing. Well, hello, Miss Abernathy. How you feeling today? Well, that's fine. Oh, I never felt better in my life. How's that? Oh, the date for the wedding.
Okay.
Well, now, I was just thinking about that myself. Well, no, I think that'd be a little too soon. Wouldn't want to set it for at least 2 weeks. Well, I just want to wait and make sure we can have a good big wedding. Don't want no little old two-bit affair. Oh, by the way, what is your favorite flower? That's what I figured. You see, them won't be in bloom for at least 2 weeks. Oh, no, I'd never forgive myself if you got married without a bunch of petunias stuffed in your face.
So that I'm sorry this ain't gonna come off. That sounds pretty.
Well, I'll tell you, let's not just set a definite date. Let's just wait and see when the petunias is in bloom.
That'd be a fair-sized bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of romantic, ain't it?
Well,
all right, Miss Abernathy. How's that? Oh, well, all right, Ione. Yeah, goodbye, Ione. Ione.
Are you going to carry a batch of petunias too long?
No, Kelly. Ain't nobody going to carry nothing.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness, look at the clock there. We're supposed to be on the air with the blacksmith news flashes. Get the generator started up there.
Well, how can I be on the air and run that thing at the same time?
Well, just talk good and loud and they can hear you.
Hurry up. Yeah, I'm getting it. Don't forget the main switch there, Lon.
I know how to run this. Here we go. Greetings from Station VPR, the voice of Pine Ridge. This is Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins while he talks, bringing you the regular 10 o'clock blacksmith news flashes at 10:35. These hot flashes are brought to you through the courtesy of Caleb Weehunt's high-class blacksmith shop.
If your horse is going shoeless,
you be not be considered foolish.
If you get him charted, Caleb,
that's
back
the
to
shop
with the golf in front.
And now for the news.
I'm gonna hit that soon, didn't I?
Abner, where's the news?
I don't know.
And that concludes the news up to this moment.
Oh, my.
Tune in again at about 3:30 for the 3 o'clock news. And recollect, when you listen to Lum Edwards, you're listening to the latest dope. This is Station DTR signing off till 11 o'clock when you'll hear Cease Trunks' Feed Store's Bird Calls by Cedric Weehunt. No tickets is necessary for this broadcast. Till then, this is your old favorite, Lum Edwards. Goodbye.
Them are some fine news flashes you get out there.
Yeah, I know. I've got to watch that. I was just so happy about getting out of that wedding, I never knowed hardly what I was doing.
I bound the executive we hunt right now calling up to cancel his program on him.
Well, I think I can explain to him about the news.
Better tell him to work
now. Hello? Oh, hello, Moe. I thought you was going to be Caleb.
Reckon what old Moe's asking.
You got what? Oh, great idea, huh? Well, go ahead. What is it? Well, wait a minute, Moe. You mean right on the show? Oh, no, we couldn't do that.
No, I don't know what it is.
I know you're in charge, but, so I know what the contract says, but... Yeah, but Moe. All right. Yep.
Goodbye. What's old Moe's want now?
That varmint.
Well, what is it?
Do you know what that critter wants to do?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
He wants to have the wedding ceremony for me and the widow right on his queen for our radio show.
Huh?
This week.
Well, long, I doubt that the petunias will be in bloom by then.